Julian. It's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm good. Good afternoon to you.
You are the Vice President of Communications and Community Affairs for the Chicago Cubs, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
That is correct.
Busy time for you, huh?
It is a busy time, but it is a great time. It's W season.
You know, some people said, I mean, and that was, it was David Haw's story, I think. Was it him in the paper today? No, it was somebody else. But anyway, you know, whatever happens for the whole season, two things you want to happen. One is be in the playoffs, and number two, be good about the time the playoffs come. The Cubs are doing both. They've made the playoffs, and this is about as well as they've played all year long.
It's been great. It's been great. And, you know, it's really remarkable to believe that for the second year in a row, we're going into the postseason. But not only that, we're going in as Central Division Championships. Funny what a few years makes in baseball, but this is how it happens.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, really, I mean, there we always were the afterthought, and now we're sort of, yeah, of course the Cubs will be there. How did that happen? So now I got to get tickets to this dang thing. Can you talk to me a little bit about tickets and who are tickets still available, who can get them, that sort of thing?
Well, last year we did something different in terms of postseason tickets. We decided to create a postseason purchase opportunity, and what that means is fans had the opportunity to register online for a chance to be selected to purchase tickets.
Right.
And it has been pretty amazing, obviously, to see that one, the demand of fans who want Cubs tickets. But it's been a great way to try to, you know, exercise fairness in that it's a random drawing.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, no one can get a leg up on the other. It's just a random drawing where you get the opportunity. It's almost like Christmas, if you will, if you get that email that says you've been selected to purchase tickets. But we did something different this year. This year, we've asked fans to place a $50 deposit. And what that does is to ensure that we're putting tickets in the hands of fans. What we noticed in over the past couple of years, even with this registration to be randomly selected, there are some brokers and folks who wanted to profit off of this opportunity and try to buy up or register as many times as they can so that they could try to get selected and then settle these tickets on the open market. And we don't like that. We want to make sure that fans who want to come to this game and put their butts in the seats are able to do that. And so we asked fans to put that deposit down, and it's gone well. It's we had our first drawing on Friday, September 29th, and so there are several hundred lucky fans who got who will be in the ballpark this coming week.
Are you going to do another drawing?
Games.
Will there be another opportunity?
Yes. For every round, and, you know, knock on wood, that we are advanced into the postseason, we will do another drawing. And so
if you weren't selected,
have no fear. There is an opportunity for you to be selected again. But
hold on, Julian. I want to make sure I'm clear on this. So that round of drawings and ticket purchases was for the NLDS, but if I want to buy them for the championship series, the league championship series, then that's another sort of
drawing
that's still to come.
Correct. And fans can still register. And those that are selected will have a one-time chance to purchase a maximum of four tickets, pending availability among multiple games. So for NLDS, those fans that were selected had an opportunity to buy tickets for Monday and or Tuesday's games. And so all the tickets were available on a first-come, first-served basis.
Is the National League Championship Series 7 games or 5 games? That's 7 games, right? So
that would be 7.
We'd have 4 games in Chicago, or a maximum of 4 games, right?
It is a maximum. Let's see. Well, if we're the away team, we'd have 3, depending on who wins, right? So if we go up against the Dodgers have home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Oh, I see.
So they would be the home team. If it's the Diamondbacks end up advancing to the National League Championship Series, then we would be favored as the home team if I got money.
I got it. Well, do the season ticket holders have special opportunity? I mean, I presume they've already had a chance to buy tickets to all of the games?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that comes with the that comes with the amenity or the rights to as a valued season ticket holder, that you absolutely have an opportunity to be in the stadium because you've purchased that opportunity as a season ticket holder. And we've always said that the best way to guarantee seats in the stadium is to become a season ticket holder. And so
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Well, John, how about past season ticket holders? Because I used to have them.
And I went to a game once. Can I cut in line? Okay. you don't have to answer that question. So what about this?
You gotta get in line.
How many tickets for the NL? How many tickets for the NLCS will be available in that random drawing?
Well, we don't give out the number of tickets that are available, but you know, I think we've been able to service or provide tickets to several hundred fans.
But several hundred. Exactly. Okay, but you got 40,000, and Major League Baseball controls that, right? And then you got to split it between the teams and the league, and blah blah blah. So.
Well, yeah, you have Major League Baseball. You have
ticket holders.
Partnerships. You have season ticket holders. And so exactly. So we try to provide a healthy number of tickets to make sure that.
Are they going to show the games on the big screen on the park outside of the Wrigley Field?
We will. So this weekend, Friday and Saturday, we're going to have what's called viewing events. And so we're selling tickets. $10 with the proceeds going to Cubs charities. And so if you're listening today on the radio and you want to come out for some of the away games, go to Cubs.com and find out more information about how to purchase tickets to the postseason viewing events.
Yeah, I mean, home games, while everybody's in, you could also just pull up a chair and watch it on the outside too, right, on that big screen.
Well, here's the deal.
You
may recall, the city has a restriction in place where you can only come into the park at Wrigley if you have a ticket. So our friend Alderman Tunney had put that that restriction in place, and we're abiding by it.
So I know that, but you got that jump. No, but you got that big screen on the outside above the brick house. And they show the games there, too, and you don't have to be inside the park to see that screen, right?
You don't have to be in the park, but I don't know how fun it would be standing on the corner of Addison and Clark seeing a video board that's about 500 feet away. So, you know, it's could be a little difficult, but, you know.
Actually, I've been there. I've done that very thing, and it's not perfect, but it's kind of fun to be outside the ballpark. So don't yell at me if I walk my dog over there and we do that for a little while.
No, you should. I just want to make sure you're not standing in the middle of the street while you're watching. So you gotta be careful.
And we want to be transparent about this. We want people to know what's going on. Okay, so if I want to register for the NLCS tickets, what's the website I go to? How do I do that?
You just go to Cubs.com/postseason.
Okay, Cubs.com.
And that will take you to the registration page to register.
I'm out of time, Julian. I'll visit with you again maybe before the World Series, and we'll have a conversation similar to this then, okay?
Oh, I hope to see you with your dog next week at the park at Wrigley.
Yeah, you will if you go there.